are listening to KBUT Community Radio, 90.3 in Crested Butte, 88.9 in Gunnison, and worldwide at kbut.org. This is On the Record, heard every other Wednesday from noon to 2 p.m. We listen to some good tunes and we catch up with local nonprofits here in the Gunnison Valley. On this week's show, we're going to catch up with Gunnison Valley Habitat for Humanity. The organization will have its very first volunteer day of the season this Saturday, May 4th. We are joined in the studio now by Julie Robinson. She serves as the Executive Director of Habitat for Humanity in the Gunnison Valley. Julie, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks so much for having me.
So for folks who may not know, can you begin by telling us about the organization and what you guys do?
Sure. Well, we build affordable housing for income-qualified buyers. We've been in the Valley for 26 years now, advocating for and building affordable housing. Our first house was built in 1998 in Gunnison, I believe.
Wow.
Or I know it was built in Gunnison. I mean, in 1998 was the year.
Yeah. No, that's amazing. So I know that there's hardly a meeting in this valley that doesn't mention the affordable housing crisis. Can you explain to listeners how you guys make this work?
Well, it's not easy, but we always say that we can build affordable housing because of the volunteer part of the organization. It helps us offset the labor costs to keep those prices down. And then, of course, just our amazing community of not only volunteers, but local businesses that help support us with discounted and donated materials and those kind of things that help us keep the costs down.
Yeah, I mean, my takeaway from this organization is that it's very reliant on these types of partnerships and volunteer work to make this all work in the end. And it's really cool to see it come together.
It really is. I think so many people think that taking that time to volunteer is just, you know, going to be so much of their time and it might not be rewarding, but it really is when you take the time to give back to your community and the people that are living and needing housing in your community. It just feels so good at the end of the day to help someone achieve that goal of home ownership.
Absolutely. And just to clarify, volunteers don't have to be like expert construction workers, do they?
No, we take all skill levels and we're always willing to let people learn when people want to come onto the job site and learn something about what we're doing so they can take on a home project of their own or just want to see what we're doing as far as building science goes, because we build a little bit different than most people in the Valley.
And how do you build differently?
Well, as an organization, we've really made a commitment to our community and the environment to build healthy homes, and not to mention supporting our firefighters. We don't use any blue board or foam or chemicals in the building. We insulate with cellulose and, you know, natural products as much as we can.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. And I know there's a lot of like changing technology in the construction world and different materials, like you said. And we're learning a lot about what may or may not be so good for our health and well-being in these homes.
Correct. You know, housing is second to oil and gas in sucking natural resources from the world. So we should be concerned about how we're building and the environment and how we can just do it better and more efficient, and then saving energy in the long run. Of building efficient to start with, so we're not consuming as much energy.
And can we talk a little bit, too, about where these houses are being built in the city of Gunnison?
Yes, we acquired 1.68 acres of land in 2012 in West Gunnison. The cross streets are 6th in New York, and that's where we're currently building. We're building two homes this summer down there. And we have more property to build in the future, but we are a little bit limited on the infrastructure that needs to go in
right
to continue building.
I mean, this is a pretty cool area. It's down close kind of by the Gunnison River. Folks might be familiar with like kind of the Lazy K development as well. It's kind of in that same zone.
Correct. Yeah. Right across the street, basically, from Lazy K on the, I guess it would be to the south.
Yeah, that's right. So I know our first volunteer day is coming up this Saturday. What do we have in store for this summer? I know you guys laid the foundation for this house that we're starting this build on.
Correct. We have two homes going in, and the foundations are in the process right now. The stem walls get poured tomorrow, I believe. And yes, our first volunteer day is Saturday, and it depends on how much, if the forms have been taken off the foundation yet for us to do anything, but we've got plenty of things to do to get organized and ready to build. So we have plenty of things for volunteers to do. This will be our first day on Saturday, but typically our build days are Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays. 8 to noon, 1 to 5, so people can come all day or they can work a half day, whatever works for their schedule.
Wow. And so I know you guys have had a lot of different goals over the years, including more kind of green building initiatives and building more. What other goals do you guys have looking forward?
Well, like I said, the next piece of property that we'd like to develop, we'd like to do a little bit higher density, just to try to address the issue of the need for affordable housing. We can't address the numbers that we need on that scale. We feel that the impact that we make in the families' lives that we serve is invaluable, but we just don't support the numbers because we're building one house at a time. We strongly believe in home ownership, so we want to continue that process of getting people into home ownership, but we realize we might need to do higher density that might be multi-unit type building versus just single family homes.
That's really cool. Yeah, the higher density. So, of course, I have to ask about the Highway 50 closure over Blue Mesa Reservoir. How is this impacting you guys, and how are you bracing for these impacts come summer? Because construction is one of the first things that came to mind.
Sure. We really try to source most of our materials locally. So, luckily, a lot of our materials are not coming from that direction. So I'm sure the supply chain is going to be an issue for construction, and unfortunately, it could drive those costs up even more. A lot of our materials have already been pre-ordered, and they're coming from the Front Range or Pueblo, Hotchkiss, things like that. So we're not trying to worry about it, but we know it will affect everyone, and I'm sure the prices, because of delivery fees, will unfortunately go up.
Yeah. Anything else you would like folks to know as we head into summer? I know we've got volunteer days that you mentioned and these two new builds, which is really exciting. What else do we have going on?
Oh, well, a lot of people might remember Steve Schechter. He was our board president, and we recently just created some stickers in honor of Steve, and they say Going Schechter, being an advocate for the earth. And so we're trying to get these out, and it's just kind of in honor of Steve. It came about with, if those of you that knew Steve, he was such an advocate for the earth, and sometimes we would tease him because his passion would go to, can I say pissed? He'd get a little ornery, I guess, you know, sometimes. So we would laugh about Going Schechter, and how sometimes it's that squeaky wheel that, you know, the grease that gets the squeaky wheel. And he was just that person that would keep pushing people for change. And it really takes people like that to advocate for change. And we miss Steve. But like I said, we put these stickers together in honor of him. So if you see him around town, you can get them at our office down in Gunnison. Hopefully they'll be in other places soon. But it's just an honor of him and, you know, going Schechter. Anytime you can, you know, be an advocate for the earth or the environment and or whatever your passion is, you know. We just say, you know, go Schechter on that, you know,
and that's awesome.
get people to listen.
And I notice you have a QR code on the sticker. Where is it directing folks?
It directs people to our Habitat website. That's awesome. And it tells people about Steve and his mission with Habitat and just our mission in being advocates for healthy homes and healthy building. So we just want to spread the word about, you know, Steve's being an advocate.
I'm assuming, like you mentioned, that these sort of green initiatives in building is something that Steve had some passion for. I know he was a huge advocate for solar power, and you'd often find him in city council meetings.
Oh, yes.
For public comment.
I even had one city council person, when they saw this sticker, they're like, oh, he's not going away. And I was like, no, we're all just going to start going Schecter, and you'll we have to stand up. And so they still hear from us and still hear that passion.
That's wonderful. Well, anything else you would like folks to know before we get into the music?
Oh, gosh. You know, so many people think that we just give housing away, and people actually have to qualify for a loan to purchase a home. So we say it's not a handout, it's a hand up. And just being advocates for home ownership, we really believe that people should have the opportunity to invest in themselves and, you know, that equity in their community and their own lives is so important. As an organization, we support every housing initiative out there because we need all different avenues to reach our goals. But I just think the home ownership piece is really important for people to have that pride in themselves and just, like I said, investing in themselves and their future, not their landlord's future. Mm-hmm. And it just, homeowners build stronger communities. They're more tied to their community. Their children do better in school. Their lives are touched in so many ways because you don't have that stress of housing over your head. You know what your mortgage is. You know you have a roof over your head for your family, for yourself and your family, and that's just so important to our mental health. Not all of it, you know, it contributes to so much. Housing, just the trickle down theory of when we have stability in our lives, the rest of our life can flourish.
Yeah. Well, Julie, thank you so much for joining us today.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
Yeah. And the first volunteer day of the season will take place this Saturday, May 4th. That's at 211 South 6th Street in the city of Gunnison. The community is invited to come and celebrate as they honor Volunteer of the Year and introduce two new Habitat homeowners. Coffee and donuts will be served at 9 a.m. with introductions and awards, and volunteer activities beginning at 10 a.m. For those just tuning in, we were chatting with Julie Robinson, Executive Director of Gunnison Valley Habitat for Humanity. You can learn more about Gunnison Valley Habitat for Humanity at hfh-gunnisonvalley.org. You are listening to On the Record. I'm Kate Knapp. Thanks for tuning in, and don't go anywhere. We've still got some music coming your way.